And Dr. Hill, obviously, this has got to be a proud moment, and the fact that all of this has come together, and I realize it's taken some time to make it all work, but we're seeing it really culminate here, haven't we?
Absolutely. Just all these different forces coming together, the private commercial retailers, the small farmers, the USDA agencies, the community-based organizations, the governor's office. Look, when do you get all these groups together for one cause to serve the people in persistent poverty counties? Bringing all the different health, agriculture, business, forestry, natural resources together to serve and improve the quality of life. You tell me when. Now, the question is the sincerity and the follow-through. In the past, sometimes we raise people's hopes and then don't come through. This time, we cannot do that. And we have a good chance of making it. Why? Number one, agriculture as a base, because people, a lot of people can still farm. There are enough government programs, if the agencies will go ahead and deliver, if the extension service, the community-based organization, churches work with the farmers, and if markets like Walmart, can you believe it? The largest retailer in the world was here to say, we will open up our markets if you deliver food safe and certified products, and two, if you're organized. For example, we have a new cooperative. That's what they like to work with. One stop, one shop. So then that means we organize, we prepare ourselves high-quality food products, and because people want locally grown, fresh products, we can make a good profit. That's where we're going for the juggler. And a lot of other things to me will follow. Health, the interests of the children, more interest in agriculture, just a better lookout of life from the hard work that goes into it, but the profit that come about. So I'm from a university. Our college students are interested, more going into agribusiness than ever before, more interested in the environment. This is the best time of life. So I'm happy. I'm full of joy. God is good. And let's do the work and get it done.
And as you mentioned, right from the start, though, the fact that the strike force was announced today, even though it was announced, the work has already technically begun, hasn't it, on a lot of farms?
Let me tell you, we've been quietly working on this for the last 2 years with NRCS, FSA, Tuskegee, small farmers. We've just been quietly working. And Walmart came on the scene. I challenge everybody to go online and look at the Walmart Heritage Program, their sustainability program. And look at that. We saw that and we said, let's give it a shot. We gave it a shot. They came down and said, are you all serious? We said, yeah, and we're off and running. There are other stores, Whole Foods, Kroger's, there are the restaurants, there's the school systems. There's a market for anyone who wants to work and produce a quality, beautiful strawberry, cabbage, greens, watermelon, sweet potatoes, all that good stuff with antioxidants and nutrition that make you healthy, reduce that obesity and diabetes, and get that blood pressure down, all that stuff, and then the exercise of working. What better life can you have? I mean, we all need to be doing this, you know. We trying to do insanity and all these other aerobic exercise. Let's go ahead and exercise on the farm, get some money, get the youth active, and bring our families back together. I'm all in. All feet, arms, legs, family, we're all the way in.